It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so much. I did want to share I got to see my mom. She's 92 this year, and I'm just so grateful to see her. It'd been like a year and a half, and I understand that you have a story to share about your mom.
Yes, I do, and it actually has to do with tomatoes. How about that? So my mom is passed now, but when she was in her later years and still living at home, we'd always go down and see her around this time of year and take her out to get some flowers and vegetables for her little container garden that she have on her porch. And we'd go to this classic old Italian nursery down in Connecticut called D'Annunzio's. And it was run by this old Italian guy with his dog sitting at his feet there as you walk in. And the nursery and the garden center itself was kind of a little run down. You know, the greenhouses, the plastic was kind of shabby. But he always had beautiful transplants. Even had a fig tree growing in his greenhouse that he trained horizontally, you know, so, and he would have figs in the summer. So we'd always get my mom some geraniums because she loved geraniums, but she always liked some salad tomatoes, you know, cherry tomatoes for salad. So we'd get her one of those and bring her home and have them for her all summer. And it got me thinking about container tomatoes. And if you want to do that for your mom or for yourself this year, a couple things to keep in mind. You want to get a big container, something that's, you know, 16, 18 inches in diameter. I like the self-watering containers because those you just fill up the reservoir and you don't have to watch them every day to make sure that they're watered. And you want to fill them up with some nice potting soil. And I'd usually suggest the potting soil has a little compost in it, maybe even some mycorrhizae fungus, which is going to help with the growth of that tomato all through the growing season. But the big key is get the right varieties. The ones we used to get my mom would kind of peter out after a month or so. Now there are some new varieties. They're called dwarf indeterminates. And these will keep flowering and keep producing all summer long, but the plant stays dwarf. So varieties like Lozano, Husky Cherry Red, and Little Bites are good ones to look for. Of course, you get it out there, put it in full sun, keep it well watered, fertilized every week or so, and you'll have tomatoes right through the season.
I can't wait to have fresh tomatoes from the garden. That sounds awesome. Question time. This is from Jean in Chelsea. And Jean writes, I'd like to ask Charlie what to do with a large patch of chervil to get rid of it. Is now the time and will it die off with twice yearly brush hogging?
Yes, Jean. So chervil is a plant, as you know, that gets tall, has white flowers to it. It's in that parsnip family, carrot family, Queen Anne's lace family. So a similar kind of growth habit. It's a big taproot that goes down deep in the soil. It's usually a biennial or a short-lived perennial. So if you can mow it down continually, that will exhaust it. If you can pull out the small ones and get the taproot out, that would be great. But sometimes the taproot is so big. So if you can cut it down below the soil line, the individual big ones, that's great too. The key though with any of these types of weeds is to make sure they don't go to seed. So what I would suggest doing is if you only have a limited time, let it go up and let it flower, then mow it down because that flowering stage is going to take a lot of energy and the chances are you might be able to exhaust it by mowing it. And that way you stop it from going to seed too.
Okay, this next question from Almut in Mansonville, Quebec. Almut writes, I overwintered some of my more tender clematis in the basement. Unfortunately, they sent out very long and thin yellow shoots. Should I cut them or will they green up? Many thanks and love the show.
Oh, thanks, Almut. So what you want to do this time of year is to bring them outside. So bring them outside, maybe put a stake in the container and tie the clematis vines to that stake and see if they green up. If they don't green up, then you could probably cut them back, maybe not all the way back down to the roots, but 6 inches or so above that. If they do green up, you're all set. You can just plant them into the garden. Now, you might get some new shoots coming up too as the season goes along. So don't give up on your plant if it has these shoots that don't seem to be growing.
You say clematis, I say clematis.
Exactly.
If you've got questions for Charlie, send them to us at vpr.org and search for All Things Gardening. Thanks as always, Charlie.
Thank you, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.